Orioles 1-1 yesterday, 4-2. They're looking proud. They're looking bold. They're looking bulky. Let's see what's happened in the news. Somebody stole 11 stiffs. Yeah, some curator for the University of North Carolina Medical School charged with stealing and selling 11 bodies that were sent to a medical school in the West Indies. Now, that's got to be a heist, you know? It's one thing to walk into a bank with a gun in your hand and steal some money. It's another thing to break into a house and steal some jewelry. But imagine stealing 11 stiffs. Now, there's a criminal mind at work. How would you do it? The logistics problems are intense. Well, after you got them, what do you do with them? You got a big freezer? Well, that's fine. You freeze them stiff. They'll keep. But then on the trip, how do they make the trip? Because you have to ship them in special ways. By the time all the paperwork is done, by the time the cargo is marked for special care, they'll thaw out and be unsavory. You could try to salt them, maybe, like beef jerky. But then you'll arouse suspicion at the supermarket. When you're walking out of there buying just 80 million of those pre-filled iodized salt shakers. And then you'd have to lay them end to end. Where would you do that? In your apartment? In your rec room? This man must be some mind. I'll have to call this curator and find out just how he did it. Maybe you'd smoke them. Got a smokehouse here. Hang them up for a while. That'd make them keep. But then the problem is they're destined for medical school. They have to be as near to normal as possible. They can't be smoked or salted. No, there's only one way, as I see it. The obvious way. A way that would arouse no suspicion. Just ship them as they are. You call your contact, the contact that's buying the 11 stolen stiffs. You demand a cash advance. You dress them all up real nice. Because they'd be naked down there in the hospital where they're keeping them. Yeah, they freeze them in the hospital and they're naked. So you dress them up real nice. Then you call the airline and you say, I've got 11 passengers on a trip to Bombay that needs special care. They're all in a comatose condition. They won't say anything on the trip. They will be met at the plane upon arrival. I warn you now so you can help us get them seated and help with the planning. Airlines, being as good as they are, would be more than happy to help. As you show up at the airport with 11 well-dressed stiffs. Yeah, you wheel them in there. You'd need 11 wheelchairs. You wheel them in there and hike them in the seat and buckle them up. It would help if they're indigenous populace, because that way you could Velcro the back of the seat so their heads wouldn't loll. And then once they're on the plane, it's out of your hands. Your contact at the other end needs to meet with 11 wheelchairs and scoop them up. Actually, I'm not as brilliant as it sounds. That ploy was tried years ago. Somebody did try to steal. You know, they pay lots of money, thousands of dollars per stiff, these medical schools. It's lucrative. And there was just such an incident. It was with five of them on an airline flight to Europe. They were all Velcroed into their seats. They were well-dressed. However, there was one who was reasonably suspicious. She kept walking amongst them, yelling, coffee, tea, formaldehyde.
Sure, he's crazy, but you're the one listening to The Grease Man on DC 101.